Harlan was a worried man that morning. As soon as the helicopter landed, he hurried to Shandor's cabin. "I'm very disappointed, Harlan," Shandor said. Harlan saw more than disappointment in those cold blue eyes. There was anger there. In fact, Shandor was furious. "I'm sorry, Mr. Shandor. Let me explain," Harlan began. But Shandor stopped him. "I'm not interested in your explanations. I want to know only one thing. Why isn't Redford dead? Didn't you follow my orders?" Shandor controlled the fury in his voice, but the look in his eye became colder. "Yes, of course I did, Mr. Shandor. The operator had to choose a good place to kill Redford, and he did. We instructed him to leave the place as soon as possible. He did this too. He followed all our instructions." "Then why didn't he kill Redford?" Shandor asked coldly. "Because the operator had no imagination." "No imagination? What do you mean?" For the first time, Shandor shouted at Harlan. "Because the operator's computer calculated that Redford must be dead, and the operator couldn't imagine that something could be wrong with the calculations. That's what happens when these things have computers instead of real brains." Harlan stopped. He was frightened. Harlan didn't usually speak to Shandor like this. Shandor thought for a moment. He was still very angry, but not as angry as before. "I'm still not satisfied with your explanation, but I will think about it. We must find another time and place to kill Redford."
"And what about the woman, Mr. Shandor? We still don't know who she is."
Shandor suddenly looked very worried.
"I will think about that, too," he said.
Harlan waited for a moment. Then he took some documents from his gray briefcase.
"I also have the new plans, Mr. Shandor."
Shandor stopped thinking about the woman. He smiled.
"Ah, yes, the new plans. This time there must be no mistakes. Let me see them."
"No, there won't be any mistakes tomorrow, Mr. Shandor," Harlan said.
He tried to smile, too.